2 Kings chapter 12, verses 4 to 16, and 2 Chronicles 24, verses 4 to 14. I will be concentrating on the 2 Chronicles passage, 2 Chronicles 24. Joash gets a grip. Joash gets a grip. Verse 4 of 2 Chronicles 24. Sometime later, Joash decided to restore the temple of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God for such a king at this stage. He's been brought up by Jehoiada. Jehoshaphat has looked after him in the temple. Jehoiada has given him spiritual instruction. And this man seems to have learned the lesson. It's the old covenant, of course. But the right thing to do, and he does it, is to restore the temple of the Lord. This is the place where the Lord met with Israel. This is the central place, the key place in Judaism, and Joash decides to restore the temple. And he calls the priests together. He's not just a man of ideas, he's a man of action. He calls the priests, the Levites, and he said to them, now you go around and get the money. And he establishes a system. And I want the temple repaired. To repair the temple of your God, do it now. A man of grip, a man of authority, a man of clout here. And he is setting the thing in due order. Alas, he was let down. Verse 5, but the Levites did not act at once. Therefore the king summoned Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, why haven't you required the Levites? Get a grip on this. And he's speaking to Jehoiada now. We know that it's reached the 23rd year of his reign now from 2 Kings 12, verse 6. So we don't know what length of delay has been going on, but all this is now being put into practice and action. We want the Levites to get to work here. We want the taxes collected. We want this assembly put right again. We want this temple restored. Because, you see, verse 7, the sons of that wicked woman, Athaliah, had broken into the temple of God and taken the sacred objects used in that temple for God, and used them for the Baals. At the king's command, again, Joash getting a further grip, a chest is made, the money can be collected, and when the money was in the chest was full, then proceeds were distributed to the officials, the Levites and so on, given to the masons, and away the work went on. They required the work of the temple to go on, and they wanted the restoration. They hired the masons and carpenters to restore the Lord's temple, and also workers in iron and bronze to repair the temple. And under Joash's strong, dominant spiritual leadership at this stage, the men in charge of the work were diligent. Verse 13, the repairs progressed under them. They rebuilt the temple of God. And then a lovely point, according to its original design. They went back to David. They went back to Moses. They went back to God. They went back to what it should have been. It was built again according to the days of Solomon, according to its original design, and they reinforced it. They established it on even stronger grounds. When they had finished, verse 14 of 2 Chronicles 24, they brought the rest of the money that had been collected, the people had given generously, and then they made the articles for the Lord's temple. They restored the fabric of the place, the building, and now the articles needed for all the old covenant worship. And as long as Jehoiada lived, the offerings were presented continually in the temple of the Lord. So under this reign of Joash with Jehoiada there, it's a very strong, we might say a godly, yes, a very godly reign. But here is the sting in the tail again. As long as Jehoiada lived, burnt offerings were presented continually in the temple of the Lord. A wonderful beginning, a tremendous step of courage and diligence and faith by Joash. But the warning note is sounded again. You can hear it rumbling away there. As long as Jehoiada lived. Oh, my friend, we're going to meet this. The harvest is going to be reaped from this. But let us at the moment take encouragement where we can and challenge where we can. Here is Joash in the days of the Old Covenant. He comes upon a scene where it's disorder and disaster. The temple is being broken into and destroyed, really. It's in ruins and its worship is finished and so on. And what does he do? He goes back to the original and tries to reform. He seeks to put back what should be there according to the word of God. Don't we need this kind of spirit in us today in the days of the new covenant? Brother and sister, look at the churches of Christ. Are they really like the principles of the ecclesia in the new covenant revealed in the New Testament? Well, even to ask the question is to answer it. Of course we need repentance, we need reformation, we need to get back to Scripture. We've gone to Walmart, to Asda, to Tesco, to the football teams, the baseball teams. We've gone to politicians, we've gone to the world to work out how they do things, and we want to bring in their principles and their practices and their systems. Let us get back to Christ and the Spirit and the Word of God. Let's have men who know that and demand it. Joash here insists on it. It's not yet time to build the Lord's house. That's what they said to Haggai. It's not yet time. And the people of the Levites were slow. My friends, let us get a grip on this. We need to do as Christ did, in a spiritual sense, cleanse the temple, cleanse the churches of Christ, and return back to the original. Or let us make that effort. Let us have that desire. Let us look to God to bless us and use us and help us. There is a warning, Jehoiada, as long as Jehoiada lived, yeah. But nevertheless, let us take the good here. Let us be challenged by it. God give us this spirit of Joash at this time. We want the work done. It must be done. We want to get back to the original. May God give us that grace today. May we live for Christ according to his pattern. If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments. Happy are ye, blessed are you. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Do them. Not just pass committee resolutions about it, but do them. God give us that grace today and every day for Christ's sake. Amen.